Dear students, welcome all to the distance learning program conducted by AES. This is the second module on triangle, which is the continuation of the previous module in which we focused on the basics of similarity and basic proportionality theorem. In the previous module, we proved that if a line is drawn parallel to one side of a triangle to intersect the other two sides in the distinct points, the other two sides are divided in the same ratio. Is the converse of this theorem also true? Yes, that is, if a line divides any two sides of a triangle in the same ratio, then the line is parallel to the third side. Please refer slide number 4. This theorem can be proved by taking a line DE such that AD by DB is equal to AE by EC and assuming that DE is not parallel to BC. If DE is not parallel to BC, draw a line DF that is parallel to BC. Since DF is parallel to BC, by basic proportionality theorem, we get AD by DB is equal to AF by FC. And also, we are given that AD by DB is equal to AE by EC. Thus, we get AF by FC is equal to AE by EC. By adding 1 to both the sides, we get AC by EC is equal to AC by FC. By cancelling the common numerator AC, we get EC is equal to FC. This can happen only if the point E coincides with the point F. But already we have constructed DF parallel to BC. Hence we get DE also parallel to BC. Dear students, let us look at an example based on the converse of BPT. Please refer slide number 6. In this slide, we are given a triangle ABC in which D and E are the points on sides AB and AC respectively. AD is 4 cm, DB is 9 cm, AE is 6 cm and EC is 7.5 cm. We are asked to check whether DE is parallel to BC. Now, let us take the help of the converse of basic proportionality theorem. For that, in triangle APQ and triangle ABC, AE by EC is equal to 6 by 7.5, that is equal to 4 by 5. BD is nothing but AB minus AD, which is equal to 9 minus 4, that is 5 centimeter. Now you can find AD by BD, that is 4 by 5. See the result, AE by EC is also 4 by 5 and we are getting AD by BD also 4 by 5. Hence, we can conclude AD by BD is equal to AE by EC. Therefore, by converse of basic proportionality theorem, we get DE is parallel to BC. In the previous module, we stated that two triangles are similar if their corresponding angles are equal and their corresponding sides are in the same ratio. Now, naturally a question arises. For proving the similarity of two triangles, should we always check all the six corresponding parts? Should we check the congruency of all the three corresponding angles and the proportionality relation of all their corresponding sides? If you remember, for proving congruency of two triangles, we checked only three corresponding parts. Likewise, for similarity also, it is sufficient to check for relationship between less number of pairs of corresponding parts instead of checking all the six. In this module, we will look at the first similarity criterion, that is AAA, angle similarity. The statement for this similarity, AAA similarity, is if in two triangles corresponding angles are equal, then their corresponding sides are in the same ratio and hence the two triangles are similar. Now let us take the two triangles ABC and DEF. Draw a line PQ such that AB is equal to DP and AC is equal to DQ. Let us see the proof of this AAA similarity. In triangle ABC and triangle DPQ, angle A is equal to angle D, DP is equal to AB by our construction, and DQ also equal to AC by our construction. Therefore, triangle ABC is congruent to triangle DPQ by SAS congruence condition. Therefore, by CPCT, we get angle B is equal to angle DPQ. We are also given that angle B is equal to angle E. Therefore, we get angle E is equal to angle DPQ. Therefore, since the corresponding angles are equal, we get PQ is parallel to EF. Therefore, by basic proportionality theorem, DP by PE is equal to DQ by QF. By taking reciprocal of this and adding 1 to both the sides, we get DP by DE is equal to DQ by DF. But by our construction, DP is equal to AB and DQ is equal to HC. Therefore, AB by DE is equal to AC by DF. Similarly, we can prove the ratio of the other sides also. Hence, we get AB by DE is equal to BC by EF, which is equal to AC by DF. In triangle ABC and triangle DEF, given that the corresponding angles are equal and we have proved that the corresponding sides are in the same ratio. Hence, triangle ABC is similar to triangle DEF. When we write triangle ABC is similar to triangle DEF, note that angle A is congruent to angle D, angle B is congruent to angle E, and angle C is congruent to angle F. So, the corresponding letters should name the congruent angles. We have checked the equality of all the three corresponding angles. It can be even more simplified by checking the equality of two angles, the third corresponding angles are automatically equal by using ASP, angle sum property of triangle. Hence, AAA similarity can also be expressed as angle-angle similarity, that is AA similarity. The statement for AA similarity is, if two angles of one triangle are respectively equal to two angles of the other triangle, then the two triangles are similar. For better understanding, we have learned to prove the converse of basic proportionality theorem and AA similarity. Please note that it is not from examination point of view. Now, let us look at a solved example. Please take the slide number 17. Let me read the question. In the given triangle PQR, LM is parallel to QR and PM is to MR is equal to 3:4. Calculate the value of a ratio PL by PQ and LM by QR. Now let us see the solution of this question. Take the triangle PLM and triangle PQR. It is given LM is parallel to QR. Therefore, the corresponding angles are equal. That is, angle PLM is equal to angle PQR and angle PML is equal to angle PRQ. Now, if you consider the two triangles PLM and triangle PQR, we get the two angles equal. Therefore, by AA criterion of similarity, we get triangle PLM is similar to triangle PQR. So, if two triangles are similar, then their sides are in the same ratio, proportional. Therefore, we get PM by PR is equal to LM by QR. Also, we are given PM by MR is equal to 3:4. So, we get PM by PR to be equal to 3:7. We can use this in the place PM by PR is equal to LM by QR. Now, we get LM by QR also to be equal to 3:7. And by BPT, we have LM by LQ is equal to PM by MR, which is equal to 3:4. Therefore, we get LQ by PL is equal to 4:3 by writing the reciprocal. Next, add 1 to both the sides, we get PQ by PL is equal to 7:3. Hence, PL by PQ is equal to 3:7. To summarize, till now we have learnt about basics of similarity, basic proportionality theorem or Thales theorem, converse of basic proportionality theorem, and one of the three criteria for similarity of triangles, that is AAA similarity. Thank you.